Today we're making a tape Hayes Jungle Phil in Ableton Live 12, and the vibe we're chasing is old school DNB with a dusty, chopped up, slightly broken tape feel. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping it simple, musical, and usable. We are not trying to build a giant cinematic transition. We're making a short, gritty drum fill that works at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, helps the track move forward, and gives your jungle or DNB arrangement that restless, lived-in energy. Think of this fill like a bridge, not a solo. Its job is to connect one section to the next while keeping the groove believable. If you can make a fill that feels like it came from a worn tape copy, but still lands cleanly in a modern arrangement, you're already in the right zone. First, get a basic drum loop going. Load a simple breakbeat or build a straightforward drum pattern, with kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and a few hats or shuffled hats. If you already have a jungle break, great, use that. If not, use a stock sample from Ableton's library and keep it uncomplicated. The important thing is contrast. Your fill only feels special if the main loop has been repeating steadily for a while. So before the fill, let the drums sit and lock in for a few bars. 4 or 8 bars is enough to start. If your main loop changes every half bar, the fill won't stand out as much, because there's nothing stable for it to interrupt. If you want, add a light groove from the groove pool, but keep it subtle. We want the drums to feel human, not sloppy. Jungle has swing, but it also needs a clear rhythmic reference so the fill can hit with purpose. Now let's build the fill source. Take a 1-bar break or drum loop and chop it into a few useful pieces. In Ableton, you can drag the break into simpler and switch to slice mode, or keep it as audio and work with warp markers. For a beginner-friendly version, keep it very manageable. Choose just 3 to 5 slices. You're looking for something like a snare hit, a ghost note or lighter snare, a kick pickup, a short hat or shuffle hit, and maybe a noisy tail fragment. That's enough. Seriously, enough. In jungle, fills often sound powerful because they're simple and rhythmic, not because they're packed with every sound you own. A classic move is to place one snare a little early near the end of the bar, then follow it with a couple of fast slice hits in the last half beat. Then leave a tiny gap before the next downbeat. That little gap matters. It gives the drop or next phrase space to land hard. Before we get into effects, make sure the timing feels good. That's a big teacher note here. If the fill feels weak, check the timing grid before you reach for more processing. A slightly late snare or awkward pickup can kill the vibe faster than a lack of saturation ever will. Now let's give it the tape Hayes character. On the fill channel or on a fill group, start with saturator. Keep it gentle. Try a drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. The goal is warmth, grit, and a little old tape bite, not smash distortion. We want worn, not ruined. Next, add echo. A time like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted works well. Keep feedback low to moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%, and use the filter inside echo so the repeats lose some low end and some top end. That makes the echo feel like it's coming from a dusty, aged space instead of a shiny digital delay. If you're using it inline, keep the dry/wet fairly low, around 8 to 18%. If it's on a return, you can lean a little more into it. Then add reverb, but keep it short. We're not washing the fill out. We're smearing the edges. Try a decay time around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, a small or medium size, and roll off the top end so the tail sits back in the mix. A little reverb goes a long way here. If you want a more obvious tape wobble feeling, put auto filter after saturator and automate the cutoff a little during the fill. A slow movement from darker to slightly brighter, or the other way around, can make the whole thing feel like it's drifting on unstable playback. Keep the motion subtle. This is Hayes, not a giant filter demo. You can also try redux if you want a bit more roughness. Just a touch. A little bit of bit reduction or downsampling can add edge, but don't overdo it. If the fill starts losing punch, back off. In DNB, impact is everything. Now let's tighten the body of the fill. Drum bus is great here if your fill is made from break slices. Add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, some crunch if needed, and keep boom very low or off unless you really want extra low end. The Lu compressor is another solid option if you want the fill to feel more controlled. Use a moderate attack, a fairly quick release or auto, and only a few dB of gain reduction. The point is to make the fill hit like part of the drum arrangement, not like a random effect pasted on top. That's a really important DNB mindset. The audience should feel the groove shifting, not hear you trying too hard to make a transition. To give it a little more jungle character, add one low percussion accent. This could be a tom, a rim, a low snare layer, or a short percussive hit from the break. One hit is enough. Place it near the end of the bar, often just before the next downbeat. If it's too boomy, use a QA to cut rumble below about 80 to 120 Hz. If there's a harsh ring, tame that too. And if the layer is stereo, use utility to keep the low end more centered. This is where the call and response feeling starts to show up. Your bassline or main groove can leave a small opening, then the fill answers it. That push and reply is a huge part of old school jungle movement. Now arrange the fill in context. Put it at the end of an 8-bar phrase or a 16-bar phrase. Start automating about 1 bar before the fill. The automation should be small and controlled. Maybe the echo feedback creeps up a bit. Maybe the filter opens slightly. Maybe the reverb wetness rises just on the last half bar. We're not doing a giant fireworks moment. We're creating tension with a few smart moves. A simple arrangement shape is this. Bars 1 through 7 are your main loop and bass. Bar 8 opens up a little. The last beat carries the tape haze fill, and then the next section or drop lands. That's a classic drum storytelling move. If the fill feels too long, shorten it. In DNB, shorter often hits harder because the energy stays focused. If the fill is masking the next downbeat, reduce the tail before you reduce the volume. Clean space can work better than a quieter sound. Once you've got a version you like, resample it. This is a super useful Ableton workflow. Solo the fill chain, record it to a new audio track, or freeze and flatten if you want to commit the effects. Resampling makes the fill easier to edit, faster to place in the arrangement, and lighter on CPU. It also helps you stop endlessly tweaking and start actually building the track. After resampling, trim it tightly. Add fades if needed. Check the tail length. If it's too long, cut it. If the timing feels a little off, fix it now. Then duplicate that audio fill wherever you need it later. Now make a second variation. This is one of the most important parts, because repeated fills that are exactly the same can make the track feel static. Jungle thrives on variation. You don't need a whole new idea. Just change one or two details. Maybe you remove one slice. Maybe you replace the final snare with a tom or rim. Maybe you shorten the reverb tail. Maybe you reverse one small fragment for a little suction effect. That's enough. Use the first version at one phrase ending, and the variation at the next one. You can even make three versions later for a small transition toolkit. One clean and tight, one dusty and worn, and one more dramatic with a reverse slice and a bigger tail. That's a really smart way to work, because once you've built them, you can drag them into future projects without starting from scratch. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't overload the fill with too many sounds. 3 to 5 elements is usually plenty. Don't make the low end too wide. Keep bass and low percussion centered. Don't drown the fill in reverb. Haze is good. Wash is usually not. Don't forget the contrast with the main loop. The fill needs a stable before and after. And don't process the entire drum bus just to make the fill feel dirty. Keep the fill separate so the main drum stay punchy. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build two versions of the same 1-bar jungle fill. Use the same break source for both. Make one version darker and dirtier with more drive, slightly more feedback, and a lower filter cutoff. Make the other version tighter and cleaner with less reverb and a bit more punch from drum bus or glue compressor. Then place them at the end of two different 8-bar sections and listen to how they change the energy. If you want to push it a little further, test the fill at both 8-bar and 16-bar phrase lengths. Some fills feel great at one length and awkward at another, so this is a really useful check. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a simple break, keep the fill short and rhythmic, add subtle tape-style dirt and wobble, shape it with compression or drum bus, and place it where it helps the track breathe into the next section. That's the Tape Haze Jungle Fill. Small, gritty, musical, and super effective. In old-school DNB, the best fills don't just fill space. They tell the listener something is about to happen. And when you get that right, the whole track feels bigger, more alive, and way more intentional.